and the Lord really want to minister to us during these times, there's a certain aspect of maturity will be needed at these times. So let's pray and get into the Word this morning. Father, we thank you this morning for your love and for your kindness, how you have covered us through these times around the world, men and women who trust in you and have their faith on the line that you will take care of them. We thank you this morning that as your word go forth this morning, you will create an atmosphere that men can hear, see, and understand how to operate in your word properly. I thank you for Word of Life Christian Center, the maturity that the membership have shown during these times. We have actually no crybabies. The word work. They have been fed the word. They know how to fight. They know how to walk. And I'm so thankful that you're pouring your spirit out on them at their homes, in their homes this morning, that the understanding of how powerful the blood of your son Jesus is. We're thankful this morning that as we minister the word, you will show us insight and revelation and illumination and inspiration of how to function greater and greater in a time like this. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. A quite significant verse. And we're going to deal with some things this morning that is so important to you functioning properly in the Spirit. You and I. Mm-hmm. It says in Romans 12, 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man, how many men?
Every man.
That is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now, what will happen there is you'll stop growing. Listen, you need to put this in your note. I can't afford to stop growing in the things of God, in the Spirit. See, because if you think, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, a lot of time you can get into the Word and get some scriptures under your belt and you think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, and then you quit growing. I want you to write the word down, quit growing. You don't want to quit growing. This is a growing life. Life in the Spirit is a life of continual growth. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Continual growth. You're not going to enjoy your Christian life unless you continue to grow in the Spirit, grow in the things of God, and there's no ending. There's no peak. There's no shut-off valve. You can grow and grow and know and know and grow and grow and know and know. All right? More highly than the other thing. Now, but he said, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now I want to minister from that last statement, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We want to begin to teach this morning, understanding how to keep maturing your measure of faith. Understanding how to keep maturing your measure of faith. Know this, that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are faith trainers. Uh-huh. Always aiming to bring your faith into the realm of unlimited possibilities. I will repeat that. We're talking about understanding how to keep maturing. Mm-hmm. Now that word maturing calls for another word called stewardship. Yeah. The stewardshipping of your faith. also called for another word called growing. Another word is developing. Another word is increasing in your faith. Not just staying in that same measure you receive when you accepted Christ. He expects you to exercise your faith. Are you seeing me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that your faith, in developing your faith, in creating greater muscles in your faith. In other words, your faith has to learn how to lift heavier weight. That's powerful.
Yeah.
And so remember that you are a steward of your faith. You are the manager of your faith. That's why you have to stay humble. That's why you have to stay in dependence on God for your faith. So I'll read this again. Know this, that Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are faith trainers. Always aiming to bring your faith into the realm, now listen to this very carefully, of unlimited possibilities. Mm-hmm. Unlimited possibility. I love that. Don't you love that?
Yeah,
sir. Unlimited possibility. So let me run through a few things to show you before I go to give the man principle. There in Romans 12:3, talking about the measure of faith. We're also talking about, secondly, maturing your faith. We want you to get to the point where you have mountain-moving faith. You keep being a steward of your faith. You're going to get to a place called miracle faith. That your faith is going to be miracle-type faith. Now, when we talked about stewardship of your faith is managing your faith in the spirit. And then you come down to obedient to the faith. All of that is part of maturing. My brothers and sisters, we're going to deal with faith stewardship today. How to manage your faith properly in the spirit. Here are a few things I want to give you at the beginning. Romans 10, 17, what did it say? Turn to Romans 10, 17, quickly. Because I just want to do a few things before I go further, deeper into this thing. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing how?
By the word of God.
All right. If you're going to be a steward of your faith, if you're going to mature your faith, if you're going to mature in the measure of your faith, you're going to have to feed your faith.
Yes,
notice what it said, what you feed your faith with.
Word of God.
You notice what you feed your faith with.
Yes,
feed it. Take time. Just say, sit down and say, now I'm going to have a faith feeding.
Yes,
I do that all the time. Just feed your faith. I'm not looking for nothing particular. I'm just feeding my faith. I'm getting my faith ready. So therefore, I'm hearing this. Your faith will have to continue with eating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you see, it's not a one. See, the word of God is not a drop off.
Right.
In other words, you get it and you got it. No, it's a continuous feeding on the word that's going to fortify your faith.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
so feed your faith, feeding your faith. And then this morning, the Lord called my attention to building your faith, Jude 20.
Yes, sir.
Jude 20, turn to Jude 20. Building your faith. There's a way to feed your faith. There's a way to build your faith. There in Jude 20, he said, beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Yep.
So now you see that's maturing. See, when you're praying the Holy Ghost, you're building your faith. You're building yourself upon your most holy faith. In other words, you're getting deeper in the spirit. I would say you're getting deeper where God can use you more. Are you listening to me?
Yep.
So you have to, you not only feed your faith, you build your faith. Now, the next statement going to mature you. The next statement, you're about to step into maturity. Always remember that faith is a spiritual transaction. The supernatural, miracles, signs, and wonders, possibilities, always there when you recognize that your faith is a spiritual transaction. Are you ready? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. I love it, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Always remember that faith is a spiritual transaction.
Yep. Uh-huh.
See, as you mature, your faith gonna operate like this. Your faith will become so sure of itself that your faith will begin to be God talking.
Wow.
God talking to the situation. Mm-hmm. It's coming out your mouth, but it's God talking.
That's
right. See, faith designed you to talk like Jesus. To situation, to trees, to mountain, to demons, to whatever, to situation, to need, to provision, to power, to glory. It's a spiritual transaction. It's not psychology. It's not science. It's not none of the things of this world. Your faith is beyond the world system. Good God Almighty. Faith is beyond man. Faith is beyond politics. Faith is beyond government. Faith is beyond groups. You understand? It's so powerful. It's a spiritual transaction. That's why you have to have stewardship. That's why you have to have growth. That's why you have to have development in your faith. The Lord says the time is calling for his children to mature in what he gives them to operate with, which is called faith. You have to grow to the point. Good God Almighty. You knowing that faith, knowing faith is a spiritual transaction. Notice what Paul says here. We're having the same spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. So to grow in faith is growing in the spirit. And look how the spirit of faith works. We just say it in Romans 10:17, so faith comes by hearing, right? Faith works according as it is written. See? So actually, for your faith to grow, you're going to have revelation from the Holy Ghost about what is written. See, according as it's written. See, you just can't say I'm operating in faith. No, you got to have something in you. You got to have, see, faith has to be constructed. It has to be built. Yeah, you got the measure, but do you want more to it? Some folks just stay in the measure. They never understand that faith is a staircase of heaven. Faith is a heaven escalator. You can go into realms. You can go into realms. Revelation take you into realms of the spirit in faith, that faith is the most powerful thing that exists in this world. There's nothing man can create that can operate with faith. So the enemy don't want us to know how powerful faith is. So he tried to give us other substitutes to dilute us down. But my job this morning is to bring the body of Christ and bring Word of Life Christian Center to the aspect of our must always be developing and increasing my faith. According as it is written. So you can't change what's written. Look what it said next. I believe. Say I believe three times.
I believe.
Children, if I can get you to do anything, I want you to believe. Believe what is written. Believe what God has said. Believe the Bible. Believe the things of God. That's what faith is all about. See, I believe, and once you know what's written, and once you believe, the next move is, I'm in charge. And therefore have I spoken. See, I'm not speaking on my own merit. I'm speaking on the merit of the crucified Christ, the resurrected Christ. I'm speaking on the merit of the blood of Jesus that have paid for everything. I'm speaking on the supernatural, the miracle of the cross. You see what I'm saying? See, I'm ready to speak now. I believe. See, don't speak before you believe. See, I have to. You have to know. See, that's maturing. We're talking about maturing in your faith. See, faith maturity is based on operating in a spirit, the spirit of the word. You remember what he says in John 6:63? You remember that? Look at it. Peep at it. Look at it. Peep at it. You remember what he said in Romans 10:17? You got to keep up with me now. So that faith come by hearing, hear by the word of God. Now in John 6:63, he's going to reveal what your faith is built with. Your faith is built with spirit and life. Come on now. Spirit and life. It is the spirit that makes alive. It's the spirit that makes your faith alive. It is the spirit that makes your faith alive. It is the Holy Ghost that make your faith alive. The flesh, see, with faith, the flesh profited nothing. Flesh can't run faith, but faith must run your flesh. Are you following me? See, if you don't mature, if your stewardship of your faith is not properly taken care of, your flesh is going to be running your faith. Your flesh is going to shut your faith down. Flesh is going to, then fear coming. See, you think you're operating in faith, but you're not operating in faith because you haven't grown to that level. You need a higher aspect of faith to function where you are. The level you're trying to get to, you have to increase the measure. Now, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, this is very important for your faith to understand. If you're going to operate in 2 Corinthians 4:13, the spirit of faith according as it's written, you're going to have to understand what written means. Written means it is the spirit that quickens the flesh, profits nothing. The word that, now we're moving to another level. I got it, Holy Ghost. You're moving to another level now. You're moving from written to spoken. You're moving from not just what's written now, you're moving to the aspect, he says, the word that I speak unto you. See, it become personal, it become rhema, it become revelation, it become real, it become reality, it become righteousness, it become all that good stuff of God, you see. He said, the word that I speak unto you, now here's what faith live off of. Here's what causes faith to grow. Are you listening? Very simple. Here, the Holy Spirit is sure helping me this morning. They are spirit and they're life. You see, so your faith has to keep feeding on the word of God, which is spirit and life. So faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So faith come by hearing. So if you go here, it has to be spoken to you. Got it? Got it? Here, now write this down. Knowing the power, substance, benefits, and reward of faith stewardship. Mm-hmm. Knowing the power. It puts you in a position of power. Hebrews 11:1, knowing the substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Knowing the benefits. Psalm 103. It talks about, bless the Lord all my soul and forget not all his benefits. There's benefits in faith. Knowing the reward. That's Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So as your faith increases, as your faith grows, as your faith develops, then let's look at Acts 6:7. Then you become obedient to the faith. Other words, no matter what the situation looked like, no matter what nobody else saying, no matter how rough it looked, no matter about the, epidemic, what is this? What you call this thing? Pandemic, whatever it is, no matter what, you're going to be obedient to the faith. That's You're not going to let man, no fear not going to come in. Nobody else going to frame your war, because that's where I'm going next time. Frame your war. Your faith is constantly framing your war. Look, so it said, and the word of God increased in the number of disciples multiplied. See, and the word of God increased in the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests. Oh, priests were obedient to the faith. Obey faith. Obey the word. Obey God. Obey no matter what happened. Stay obedient to the faith. But you see, if your faith weak, if your faith, you got little faith and you haven't increased, you haven't developed your faith on the next level, your faith gonna fail. Not really, not the faith failing, you failing to use faith properly. Now, if nothing else I've said is convincing you that you're going to have to start developing your faith, look at Hebrews 11:3. Hallelujah. Through faith, we understand. See, faith has an understanding beyond the situation. It doesn't matter what's going on. Faith has its own understanding. Faith don't let nobody talk to it and tell it what's going to happen. Faith don't listen to no doubt and unbelief. Faith, listen, that's why your life, word of life, listen to me, that's why your life, that's why you're stable now. Because all the pumping of the word that's been pumped in you, no matter if you try to get afraid, that word going to come up. Yeah. This is not religion here, this is revelation. Are you following me? And even this series here on understanding, listen, children, understand how to keep maturing your measure of faith. This is powerful. You keep maturing it because it's unending and it's so powerful. Look at Hebrews 11:3 with me now. That's why you got to mature in faith. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Got it? So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Don't let them fool you with all these different gadgets and all these different stuff coming out. This stuff don't run the world, man. I don't care how automatic it is. I don't care how fast it travels. It still don't run the world. I know, iPhone and all that stuff, you can call it putting in China right now, but it still ain't running the world. Because, you see, the iPhone can't be in both places at the same time. But God's everywhere. And you got to understand, your faith is built on a higher thing than any computer, any design, anything man bring up. Your God is bigger than that. Your faith, have faith in God. My Christian faith, write this down. My Christian faith is more than a religion. It is a living reality. Come on, God. Here's another one going to really hug you this morning. The greatest revelation of faith is Jesus is alive in me today. Faith, see, that was faith. Faith speaks that Jesus is alive in me. What is that? Faith speaking that Jesus is alive in me right now. So every time I activate faith, the resurrection power of Jesus go to work on my behalf. Yeah. Also, faith is Jesus continuing his ministry through me. Come on. I wish somebody was happy. Now let's go. Let's go. I'm enjoying this. Let's go. Let's go. Go back to Romans 12 now. Because he's going to point out something great in our text. I'm going to read the first three verses, which are man verses in the faith walk. But I'm going to give you a principle here that you can always remember. Grace and faith must have authority over your body, your soul, and your spirit. Grace and faith must have authority over your body. See Romans 12, 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, here's a secret. Here's a secret and here's a trick if you don't watch yourself. Verse 2 of this chapter, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 2 is telling you how to control your body. It is your soul that has to control your body. Your body wouldn't do nothing without soul order. So if my soul controls my body, I need to control my soul. If I control my soul, then I can control my body. People are trying to control their body without trying to control their soul. They don't understand it's not a body issue you got. It's not a body problem you got. It's not an alcoholic problem you got. It's not a homosexual problem you got. It's not a lesbian spirit problem you got. The problem is your soul out of control. And therefore your body going out of control, because no demonic spirit can control your spirit, because your spirit, it cannot be affected by this world. Your spirit can't be affected by demonic power. So that soul has to be trained.
Yes.
I hope y'all heard that. So everything a Christian dealing with at this time is a soul issue. It's not a body issue. It's not a spirit issue. It's not a God issue. It's a soul issue. It's a thinking issue. They're going to take faith to control this thing. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Notice he didn't get to faith till he got in the third verse. But you always back them verses up now. 3, 2, and 1 in Romans 12. That's the way they operate. Your spirit first, but your soul has to be in place for your body to act right, for your life to act right. I wrote, turn to Mark 11. Mark chapter 11. I was trained on these verses by a great man of God. Mark chapter 11. I'm going to make a statement in a moment. Now remember, understand how to keep maturing your measure of faith. I'm probably going to come back 3 or 4 times on this and deal with it, because that maturing of faith is so important now that your faith. And some of the things I say when I began, I hope you got them down. I hope you're ready to relive them, because they're powerful, and I'm not giving them due time, because there's so much information that the Lord is revealing to us at this time. Understand how to keep maturing your measure of faith. You got the measure, keep maturing it. Yeah, now, here we're going to look at faith. I want to look at faith and your soul involvement. I think that's what we're missing. At. There's a soul involvement that the body of Christ have not talked about. They talked about the spirit, but there's a soul involvement that is so important throughout the whole Bible. For years I read the Bible and didn't see this, but now in a certain area of maturity, I'm seeing that we're called at this time to bring a maturity in the body of Christ that has not quite availed itself to this point. Now I want you to write down this, because I want you to remember this. Let's let's attend to one of Jesus' greatest lessons on faith. Let's attend to one of Jesus' greatest lessons on faith. He cursed that fig tree. One of the lessons was faith don't work with the leaf. He cursed it at the root. I mean, if you got some sickness or disease in your body, faith will curse it at the root. Faith will curse it where it can't come back. But it has to be matured faith. See, Jesus operating in full measure faith, full matured faith, showing us how it operate. So when that tree wasn't producing, he cursed it. And he cursed it at the root. And you notice he didn't pray an hour. See, a lot of times we try to make prayer take the place of our faith. No, sometimes you ain't got time to pray. Say, I stop buying you in Jesus' name. You see what I'm saying? We have to know that our praying is not the thing that is activating our faith. Our praying build our faith. But faith ought to be at the front door when things need to happen. Y'all understand this thing? Y'all growing? Hey out there, you all growing? Or y'all just think I'm a regular preacher? And I'm not bragging on me. Whatever happened in your life, don't blame me. He did it. I'm here to represent him. But I know I'm his mouthpiece. I know I'm representing him. So here in Mark 11, it gives us the teaching on faith when it's operating right. Jesus have already done, already did this miracle, but now the disciples are all excited. In verse 21, no, in verse 20, let's read verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Jesus, faith did that. Say, faith did that.
Faith did that.
What you need to dry up? What kind of disease or sickness may be hindering your body for the last 25 years? Or what kind of pain you're dealing with? What kind of pain you need to dry up at the root? Oh, yeah, your faith can dry pain up at the root. Are you following me? See this thing, faith alive. Faith activating the spirit world, taking authority over this world. Good God Almighty, faith alive. So here, after the miracle, Jesus spoke to the fig tree. I don't have time to read the whole thing. You look up in Mark 11, you will see where he cursed it. And in the morning, as they passed by, verse 20, by they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Faith did that. And Peter called into remembrance, saying to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. Master, this thing worked. Now, I heard something when I said that. What the Holy Spirit is aiming in these series is to make you a master of faith. Write that down. He'll make you a master of faith. The master of faith lives on the inside of you. The master of faith is on the inside of you to design you as a master of faith, that you can do the same thing that he did. Matter of fact, you took his place.
Right.
You sitting around waiting for him to do something. He said the doing of it is in you.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
Now, you're the master of faith. But you got to keep increasing your measure.
Yes,
the lesson that I'm teaching you, the different aspect, the spirit and the life have to become more fully functioning in your faith. Can you see it?
Yep.
Now watch what happened here. Oh my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I sense somebody just overcome something. I sense somebody just about to get through something that they've been trying to get through, a healing, a relationship, whatever it is. How powerful your weapon of faith is. Faith is one of the greatest weapons that God gave us. Yes, he said, above all, he said, take the shield of faith.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can quench all the fire down. Satan can't handle faith that is moving. Satan's scared of faith. When a person speak boldly and say, God told me this. So Satan said, who said that? Says it. The boldness of your life is about to rise on the horizon. I mean, even in these times, your faith is about to get stronger. And the Bible talks about having strong faith. That's why you need to increase it, because you can increase faith levels. And words, when you speak words out your mouth, mountains go to shaking and snakes go to running. And demons go to bowing down, because they know it's somebody who knows what they're talking about. Somebody who been in the presence of God. Somebody who know how to walk in the glory of faith. Somebody who know how to mix grace, faith, and mercy together. Somebody who not just talking behind somebody else. It's a reality in their own life. They know they have the power. They know they have the anointing. They know they have the glory. Somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See. Maturing in faith.
Yes, sir.
Maturing in faith. Not just sitting around. Not just waiting on something to happen. Make something happen. You got the power. You got the glory. You got the call on your life. You got the presence of God with you.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Always tell somebody Jesus about to do something.
Yes, sir.
Up in here, because I'm in here. Something about to happen. Get ready. Good God Almighty, I feel the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for His Word. Thank God for the book. Hallelujah. Feed your faith. Build your faith. Strengthen your faith. Listen to the next word now. I want to tell you something most Christians are doing. Enjoy your faith. Enjoy. You're going to have things attack you. You're going to have certain situations. When that happens, go ahead on and frame it with your faith. Hebrews 11:3. Go ahead on and frame that situation the way you want it. The situation came to cause havoc, but you're going to frame it into a harvest. You know what to do. You know how to change it. You know how to make it obey you. You know how to make it stop. You know how to make it move, because you're operating in the God kind of faith.
Yes.
Let's see what happened here. Sit down. Let's see what happened here. Here's the greatest lesson on faith. Let's attend to one of Jesus' greatest lessons on faith. And Jesus, verse 22, and Jesus answering, you see it?
Yes.
Say it unto them. I'm going to show you how to do this. That's what he's saying. Jesus said, I did this because I have faith in God. I have faith in my Father.
Yeah.
You notice he didn't say have faith in Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to tell you how he did it.
Yes, sir.
He says, you know, now, in order to have faith in Jesus, you're going to have real faith in God.
Yes, sir.
Because Jesus was God.
Yes, sir.
So he's saying, he actually saying have faith in God, but he's actually saying have faith in me.
Yes, sir.
When you get to know that you and God are the same person, you're going to be all right.
Yes.
Oh, you pass up. Listen. Yes. When you get to know you and Jesus are the same person, you're going to operate in faith.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
When you get to know you and the Holy Spirit is the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excuse me, I got to holler every time.
Yes.
The reality of God lives in me.
Yeah.
Jesus lived in me. The Holy Spirit lives in me. The Word of God live in me. The Kingdom of God live in me. And my faith activate all of it. Theologians, they have said, have faith in God, have the God kind of faith. Have the faith of God. 11 and 22. But now here, the Holy Spirit wants to unwind something in Mark 11, 23. Something need to be unfolded here that have not been unfolded much. I know I haven't unfolded like I should. It says here, in this faith training class with Jesus, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and the mountain could be anything that you're dealing with, that your faith need to move, you understand? Be thou removed, faith talking now. Faith said, will you please move? No, be thou removed. Ain't say no way like will you please. Be thou removed. See, when your faith matured, your faith talk like that. Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. I'm going to tell you where to go. Now, here's the statement. I want you to underline this. This is where I believe that the enemy robbed us. This is where I want to deal with it. And shall not doubt in his heart. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. There is, now watch what I'm going to say now. Watch what I'm going to say. There is no doubt in your spirit. It can't be. Your spirit can't doubt.
Yes.
Your spirit can't doubt. No, you're born again. You got the very life of God is your spirit. So your spirit can't doubt. So why are you telling us not to have doubt at? Now the problem has been, this text has been taught that you're having a problem in your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Satan, that's what he wants. He wants you to think you got a problem in your spirit. If you got a problem in your spirit, you're always going to be doubtful. But God gave us his spirit. So our spirit never have problem because our spirit is his divine nature. Our spirit, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you're a new creature, old thing, better when behold, all things become new. Huh? That's God living in us. In our spirit man. But what block our spirit man is an untrained soul. We're back to Romans 12, 2 now. We're back to Romans 12, 2. In order to activate Mark 11, 23 right, you're going to have to live in Romans 12, 2.
Right.
Wow.
Renewed in your mind. Doubt not in your mind. Doubt not in your conscience. Doubt not about what my will is. Doubt not in your imagination. See, for so long, my brother and sister, we thought that he was talking about your spirit man. But 2 Peter 1 said we are partakers of his divine nature. Can you see it? Can you see now how we have not, there's a certain level of faith we have not been able to operate in? Because we have thought that our spirit was incapable of operating that level. But what it is your soul has to be brought up to other levels. You're growing this morning. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, when you say renewing of your mind, you're talking about the renewing of your soul. You're putting your soul in alignment with your spirit. When you put your soul in alignment with your spirit is in alignment with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So all attributes, all abilities of the spirit become your faith in operation. So here, the greatest, the master teacher, we're attending to one of the Jesus' greatest lesson on faith. His lesson on faith is your faith, oh my, is having soul issues. It is soul issues setting your faith down. It is soul issues keeping your faith at a certain level. even though you spoke the word, even though you say you're believing, but your soul is shutting it down because you didn't renew it. You didn't meditate long enough for your soul to bow to your spirit. Now you know you're a threefold being. I have a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. Now I'm about to say something. One of the greatest mechanism for your faith to grow at another level is, you want me to tell you? Soul control. And soul control is actually being renewed in the spirit of your mind. I think it's Ephesians 4:23 and then Romans 12:2. If you look out, when you're reading through the Bible, when you see conscious, that's your soul.
Yep.
When you see will, that's your soul. Because your spirit is willing.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Your spirit is right in line with God. Yeah, I'm going to think, see. But we're down here now, see. So that soul and that body, see, you don't even have to per se. Now, this is a big statement here. You don't need to worry about that body. You get that soul in alignment,
yes,
that body gonna start walking in mercy. Hmm. Now, can't you see what have happened to us? When people are sin-prone, Christian, are weak, they have a weakness, they're constantly trying to work on their body. I'm buying you. Body said, don't buy me up. You need to talk to your soul. That's why I'm so loose, because the soul is going to loose. You see, come on now, that's mature. We're maturing. You're going to find out a lot of things, a lot of places that you've been trying to go, you're going to be able to go now. See. I'm gonna go way out on the limb and say something here, because the body of Christ feels. See, your soul must know how to function with faith.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my Lord, I know I have to say that. Because I know theologians gonna jump. Your soul has to know how to operate in faith.
Right.
That's good.
Now, here's the big thing. When I'm talking about your soul, according to the scripture, I'm talking about your heart and your inner man. Oh, Jesus. I'm talking about your heart. Your soul is your heart and your inner man. Your inner man is not your spirit.
Come on.
Your spirit is not a man.
Come on.
Your spirit is a God. Oh!
Yeah.
I see it, Lord. I'm seeing it as you see. Your spirit is your inner God.
Yes. Yes.
You see it?
Yes.
Yeah, see? Your spirit is your inner. Oh, Lord, let me work with this a minute, Lord. Your spirit is your inner God.
Wow.
It's the inner man.
Yes, sir.
Blocking your faith. But then God give you a way to get that inner man to cooperate with your inner God.
Yeah. Wow.
Somebody said my faith just took a leap. Yeah, see. I never heard the spirit being the inner God. My born again spirit is the inner God in me. I never heard, anybody ever heard that before? My Lord, that's new. And so the inner man is blocking the inner God. But God have given me a way to make the inner man become in harmony with the inner God. We'll come to Revelation this morning, didn't we? Well, I said we come to Revelation this morning. Huh?
Yep.
You know how many people's lives is going to change? You walk around with an inner God inside of you.
Yeah.
That have all of God's ability, all of Jesus' ability, all of the Holy Spirit ability, that inner God is on the inside of you. his divine nature than him.
Yep.
See? So now we look at Mark 11, 23 with spiritual eyes. Now we can learn this lesson. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this, the next mountain you speak to, you recognize that you're speaking from your inner God nature. Not just your inner man.
That's good.
It's your inner man. Come on now, watch me. It's your inner man submitting. You got it. You got it. To your inner God. Then, my brothers and sisters, I'm hearing the Spirit of God say, then all outside affairs have to bow.
Yes.
Wow.
So Satan has been robbing your faith through the inner man. So before I am to operate in faith, I have to get this inner man straight.
Yes, sir.
He not saved.
Come on, sir.
I got to save him before I can operate in this faith right here. By the way, when I say I got to save him, I got to renew his mind. I got to renew his will and make him hook up with my inner God. It's on the inside of me. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass. What? He shall have whatsoever he said. Why are you not having what you say? You saying a whole lot. We've been quoting scriptures and making confession. Listen, it's about to change. Even in your prayer life, look in the 24th verse. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever, oh my goodness, whatsoever your faith have moved into the room of whatsoever you desire. Just from this one lesson. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, look at the next word. Believe. Mm-hmm. Believe that you receive them. And what? Let me come to a closing point. To keep maturing in your faith, you must use your faith mixer right. By believing the word of God at all times, and acting on the word at all times. Now, for scripture lesson on that, Hebrews 2, 1 through 4, because your faith about to enter into the realm of miracles. And then Hebrews 4, 1, 2. I'm going to read those two, and I'm going to close, because that's enough for you to eat until I come back with this. Understand how to keep maturing your measure of faith. Go to Hebrews now. Hebrews 2. Let me make it. To keep maturing in your faith. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
You must use your faith mixer. Your faith mixer is believing and acting upon. Mixing it up. By believing the word at all time and acting on the word at all time. Believing and acting. Or your fixed faith mixer. There in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, it said, therefore we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have what?
Heard.
What happened if we don't? There's any time we should let them slip. You see that?
Yes,
all right, now, Then he says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. See, now I see that, Lord. The word, if you don't let it slip, it's rewarded. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, who was confirmed unto us by them that believe? And see, now faith, Paul, to take it to verse 4. You can't live a faith life without verse 4. Faith is supposed to take you to verse 4. Mm-hmm. If you're not having none of this happening in your life, your faith is in stagnation. Because when you believe, miracles come, signs come. And see, the church got satisfied with just singing and just reading the scripture and just preaching 5 points. But a person really believing, verse 4 is a lifestyle for faith. Verse 4 is a faith lifestyle. So my question is, are you really living by faith? Listen to what it says. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders. This is what faith produced. And with divers miracles. That's what faith produced. And gifts of the Holy Ghost. That's what faith produced according to his own will. But faith steps you into God's will. And this is the type. Now go ahead, hurry. Go to chapter four. Go to chapter four. Let me try to close. Go to chapter four. Have you been blessed?
Yes, sir.
You're going to need to listen to this tape over and over again. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, chapter four, verse one. Listen very carefully. Let us therefore fear less. A promise being left us of entering into his rest, no matter what type of mess going on. This is just a mess going on in the world system. All God is permitting to happen, what's going on now, is to let men know that you all are not in control. Y'all don't know what the hell to do now. Y'all all mixed up. Y'all plumb confused. Y'all trying to paperwork. Money ain't working. Paperwork ain't working. Television ain't working. Telegraph ain't working. Instagram not working. Nothing working. Nothing working. God said, y'all just don't know what to do. Y'all fumbling around, acting like y'all don't know what to do. When y'all fall on your knees and call on me, I'm going to show you what to do. So, but we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be fearful. Our God not going to leave us. Then you got to come to the point, I can't speak for everybody else, but I can speak for myself. I know my God, my faith telling my God going to take care of me. I'm not going to be scared because the report they bring out what happened in Chicago and what happened in New York. No, to me, what's happening in Gonzales? What happening in Darrow? What happening in Dawsonville? Let me close. I got to close. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. How am I going to come out short? Is that I don't know how to operate in faith. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached. Verse 2. You there?
Yes.
As well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, so now they in a panic. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Your faith mixer. Believing and acting on God's word. That's what your faith mixer is. Believing and acting on God's word from within. So the outside weather won't bother you. Storming on the outside, but calm on the inside. Y'all ain't gonna let me preach that this morning. In other words, when you're operating in faith, the storm is over before it happens. Somebody about to fall out. When you're operating in faith, the pandemic is over.
Yes.
It can't handle faith. You see, I'm bespeaking God now. I'm bringing my Father on the scene. I'm bringing the Lord Jesus Christ on the scene right now. It don't bother him. He knows exactly what's going on. If somebody would get on their knees and contact him, he'll tell them what to do. But God not going to let you use him as a dressing or as an ornament. How you say that? Mentioning. What is it? Not honorable. Happy mentioning, something like that. Not honorable, because it's honorable, we'd be out of this pandemic. You can't honor God and stay in a pandemic. That's why I'm not prophesying to stop this whole thing, because they got too many fools out there. I'm out prophesying. I'm out prophesying. Unless the Lord particularly tell me to say something, but I'm out prophesying because they prophesying hell and all kind of stuff. Because you have to have an audience with God, a real audience. So I pray that I help you this morning. I pray that your faith is increasing. Probably in this series, I'm going to teach on ever-increasing faith. That verse in Acts 6:7, I want you to remember that. I want you to start more than anything else, no matter what happened, just become obedient to the faith. Not only the priest need to be obedient, but everybody who under the priest need to be obedient to the faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah.